Hey everyone, and welcome back to Oh My Lanta.
So I gotta be honest, I just woke up from a nap, and when I say just, I literally mean just, as in about 10 minutes ago, but I woke up with a lot of things to say, so let's get into it. But reminder, you don't have to stay, and that's okay. So if I'm talking about something that you're not really connecting with, you can either fast forward, or you don't have to stay. That's okay, I still love you. All right, guys. So I mentioned it in the last pod, but I've been watching X-Men, and I've been like rewatching them. And I'm only gonna talk about this briefly, but this is a slight spoiler to the opening of Deadpool and Wolverine. So maybe skip ahead by like 2 minutes, not even probably that much for this part, if you don't want a spoiler. Right in the beginning. Deadpool does a whole dance opening sequence to Bye Bye Bye. So when I was watching X-Men 2, and the house is being raided by, like, the soldiers of Stryker and all that, and they're trying to get the mutants, and it's only Wolverine there, and then, like, the students. They all get, like, the kids out. And then it's Rogue, Bobby, all I can think of his name is as Pyro. I can't think of what his like name is. And they're trying to get everyone out. And so then it's the four of them and Wolverine. The four of them are getting into a car, and they get into Scott's car. And they're like sitting there in the silence, and Pyro says something to the effect of like, it's funnier, but it's basically like, oh, I don't like awkward silence or something like that, you know? And then he turns on the radio and Bye 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 starts playing. That would be a really deep cut if that's where they got Bye 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 from. But I freaked out. I was like, oh my gosh, is that why they chose that song for the opener? And maybe it's not, but like, I feel like they think all these things really through, like thoroughly. And it just would be really cool if that was thought through and they picked that for that reason. Also, more on like the X-Men movie verse. That's what I'm gonna call it. I love all of these different characters so much. And it's so funny watching these movies. I feel like a kid again because I get like hyped about them. I love Nightcrawler, Beast, and Archangel. Oh my gosh, I was like obsessed with the movies because of them. Not because of them, but like they were a huge reason. I was like, oh my gosh, I love these characters so much. And they kind of freaked me out at the same time, but like I loved them. Like like with Archangel's opener, and he is, I don't know his actual name, like just the Archangel. And when he's like in the bathroom and trying to cut off his wings, and he takes out that horrifying cheese grater looking thing. Ew, that grossed me out so much as a kid, and I was just like freaked. But he's just so cool. He's so awesome. Yeah, that was really foul when he did that. But I love those characters so much, and like rewatching these movies have just make me so excited. But X-Men were the first victims to the Marvel, well, I guess also Fox timeline, because. Guys, it gets messy. I'm in Days of Future Past, but I was trying to understand, like, where does Wolverine origin or whatever, I got that title wrong last time too, fit in? Where does the Wolverine? And then I was like, okay, well, X-Men origins, Wolverine, the Wolverine, and Logan are a trilogy, but it's like, but is there, I don't know. It gets so confusing. And then there's a time jump in one, and you realize you're in a different, it's so much. Why do they do that? Okay, moving on from X-Men. I'm done today. So I went to go see It Ends With Us, and now I gotta say going in the first place was worth it, because when I got there, I bought my ticket and everything. I didn't want to pay those gross, what is that? The fees, the like, oh, convenience fees. That's like, yeah, it's like an extra $3. That's my movie candy right there. but I got there and I always go like 15 minutes after the posted movie time. So then it like gets into the trailers, and I mean, I like the trailers, but also sitting there for almost a half hour is kind of insane before the movie. But I get there and I'm going to the escalator, cause the one that I go to is a 3-story, AMC, and they're giving out popcorn buckets for free on a table with like some janky note, but like, it looks cute. Like, it's nice, but it was funny. The note kind of looked like a ransom note to all AMC guests. But it was like, hey, on AMC, a gift for our customers. And it was a bunch of popcorn buckets. And they had like 10 of the Taylor Swift Eras Tour, like tin, like metally tin bucket. And I flipped. I was like, this is awesome. I've wanted this really bad and I didn't want to pay the money for it. And yeah, and I was like, do I wait until after the movie to grab it? And I was like, let me just grab it now. Good thing I did, because when I left, they were all gone, every single one. So that was an awesome little surprise. And do I have a spot for it? No, but it's cute and it's fun and it's Eras Tour merch, so why not, you know? But okay, I have some thoughts about It Ends With Us, and I want to get into it. So I know last time I talked about saying like how I've never read a book before seeing the movie. Like I really don't think I have, but I'm going to join the club of people that always drove me nuts as a kid and like into my like teens, stuff like that. The book is better. The book was better. That's how I feel. I like Blake Lively a lot. I feel like everybody loves her. Obviously, Ryan Reynolds, like, they're just, like, that couple in Hollywood. But her acting, man, it's just not there for me. It's not. And, like, I love her as Serena and Gossip Girl. Like, she's great. But the thing is that Serena is really Blake. Okay, hang on with me while I'm talking about this. All right, also, side note, I got my degree in theater performance, so I feel like I at least have some credential behind me to make these comments that I'm going to make. There is something about Blake's acting where, as an actor, you really should be, I'm going to say, a vessel for, like, the best way to have people understand, I guess. I don't know. But, like, a vessel for a character and for a story. Like, you're there to tell the story, but, like, you shouldn't be coming through it fully, you know? And to me, Blake really was just Blake Lively on screen. I never once thought, oh, that's Lily. I'm watching Lily Bloom's story. And that's obviously the character in the movie. It just is Blake. And like the way that they styled the character, the way that her hair looks like she saw Twisters and 40X. It is not good. It's giving homeless. It's awful in the movie. Like, why does it look like that? Because it's Blake Lively hair. That's how Blake does her hair. And so it's things like that, like, to where she didn't actively try to make those decisions to separate herself from the character. She wanted Lily to become Blake. Does that make sense? And also, I saw an interview where she's literally saying how she's not the type of person to take what the character has. She's always going to add pieces of herself to it. Blake has said this. There's video footage of her saying this. The entire closet that, like, clothing that Lily wears is either Blake's, her friend Gigi Hadid, or there's one other person. But, like, these are all pieces that she already had. So it's like that right there, you're not even taking time to make this character into what she was written as. You're turning her into yourself. And I just, I was not a fan of that. Also, Lily is supposed to be, like, in her mid-20s, like me. And mid to early 20s. And there's just something about it that, like, takes away the, not the weight of, like, what's being said in the movie, but just almost, like, the, I don't know, the potential for character growth, because it just feels like, they never say how old she is, but it feels like she's, like, in her later 30s, And so, I don't know, there's kind of a strength to the character that I feel like it takes away. I think they're casting, oh my gosh, with young Lily, because there's a time jump that they go back and forth in the movie and in the book. The casting is insane. There were times where I'm like, why is Blake, or like kept thinking like, is that Blake? And I was like, oh wait, no, that's the younger version of that character. And then I realized like, no, that's just the younger actress. Like, kudos to them, because that was ridiculously insane. That looked so good. But yeah, I don't know. There's just such a believability. I feel like with a movie, you're supposed to be able to leave reality and you just accept that these actors are these characters. And I think that's something so special about acting and movies and TV shows and stuff like that, that you're able to separate them from their everyday lives. But unfortunately, that didn't happen to me in this movie. But yeah, so I mean, I still enjoyed going to it. Well, I'm a big time like buy movies that I like on DVD still person. I probably won't buy this one, but I would watch it again. Oh, okay. So sorry, I was just gathering my thoughts. So something else that happened the weekend. I'm trying to think of how the time is going to work. So the 9th, the 10th, and the 11th, I believe. That should be, yeah, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It was D23 in Florida. Nope, that's a lie. It was the D23 Expo in California, which essentially, like, if you guys know what Comic-Con is, think of it like Comic-Con, but for Disney only and for all Disney announcements. So something that I really want to do is I want to go through, I literally wrote it down, a list of all of the things that Disney will be moving forward with projects and stuff that they've announced. And they have like pre-existing projects and stuff. I don't have that on this list, but it's going to be for like movie, TV, and then for in the parks that I'm really excited about. And I just want to talk about it. First of all, I'm going to need a drink of water because I'm like choking on normal air. I think you guys should get a drink of water too. Dad, especially you, your coffee from yesterday morning does not count. All right. Are we all hydrated? Good. Okay. So, first I think I want to start off with the movies. So first we saw, well, first on the list, we got like the teaser trailer, but I don't know, what's considered a teaser trailer? Does it only, I understand like it's like, oh, it's just a little, but like, I feel like we saw a lot in it, in the Snow White one. Like, is a teaser trailer only like 30 seconds or is it like the minute and a half one? Because if it's the minute and a half one, then that's what we got. What's the actress name? Let's look it up. I think it's Rachel. She was just in Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. Rachel Zegler. So she'll be playing Snow White. And it's just really funny. There was such a controversy with her being cast as Snow White ever since she had like multiple uncomfortable interviews. Just kind of her like crapping on Snow White and being like, I never watched it or whatever. Last time I saw it was when I was a kid. But I feel like she's matured a bit from those interviews and seems very grateful, which is nice because it's like, well, why would we want someone that's not, that doesn't like fully seem like they're invested in this role? But she's going to play Snow White, and then Gal Gadot is actually playing the Evil Queen. And they both look great. I don't know, it kind of looks mid. Because I was like, she starts singing Whistle While You Work. And then I'm like, there's like two other songs in that movie. So did they write new songs for it? Or like, I don't know. There's not a lot of options musically for it. Like, I will die with this statement. Is that I genuinely think the best live action was a Cinderella live action with Lily James. Oh my gosh, she knocked it out of the ballpark. That blue dress. When oh, what does her mom say? Now I can't remember it. But there's a beautiful quote that her mom says to her in it that's just like amazing. I want to see if I can find it. I think visually too, it was stunning. Let's see here. See if it pulls it up. Well, someone said just because it's done doesn't mean what it should be. Yeah, that's not what I want. Oh, have courage and be kind. That's beautiful. And like the whole like butterfly symbolism of that, I think it's just it's so visually beautiful. I just remember I saw it in the theater, I think, with my mom, and that was like one of the first I think that's the first live action princess movie that we got. Live action sounds so funny. It's like, yeah, Cinderella's kicking butt at the ball. but they did a number with that one. It was so, so beautiful. And I feel like they're just, the live action Little Mermaid, that one I think was really good. And it adapted very well, especially with like, I'm such a huge costuming person too. And I think with their costumes, they did really well. The other ones I'm kind of a little meh on. Beauty and the Beast was good, but I don't know. The weird auto-tune on Emma's voice was so bizarre. But the Snow White one, I'm just like, come on, you couldn't have done Princess and the Frog or Tangled. I think both of those would have been great instead of this, but we'll take it. We'll take what we can get. I don't know. They're giving us breadcrumbs. Something that was very unexpected was an Incredibles 3. Yeah, Incredibles 3. I don't know. I don't think they said much on it or like the, or like what it's going to be about, just that we're getting it. We're getting a Toy Story 5, which obviously the toys are Bonnie's now. But they showed her under a blanket with an iPad. So I'm pretty sure that they said something to the effect of like, it's going to be the toys versus like technology. And I think that's such a funny concept too, because yeah, kids want iPad time. They want their iPad. They're not necessarily going right for toys anymore if they're handed an iPad at a young age. So I think that's going to be cool. We're getting Zootopia 2. Also, side note, people need to get way more creative with movies in a series. Don't just name it 2, 5, you know? Can we do something more creative? Because like with the Tinkerbell movies, I just had like a stutter there. With the Tinkerbell movies, there was like Secret of the Lost Wings. There's one with like Treasure. The Legend of the Never Beast. Like, can we do movie titles like that? I'm so tired of it just being Incredibles 3. Like, I don't know. It's so boring. That's all you have. You're this super huge creative company. And this goes for all companies. Like, the new Beetlejuice movie coming out, the fact that I thought it was just going to be called Beetlejuice 2, but the fact that it's called Beetlejuice, yeah, it just says it twice, but like, oh, it plays into the name. It plays into Beetlejuice himself. Like, that's clever. That's funny. And I like it when they do stuff like that. But man, when they put a number on the screen, I'm like, that's the best you could come up with. We can't even, yeah. It really bothers me. But we're getting a Zootopia 2. And I'm excited because, gosh, I love that movie so much. It's just so cute. And I think it's good that it's getting more attention. I feel like it's been a long time or a while since the last one. But I think it's going to be really fun. And then we're getting a Frozen 3. Now, if you were to ask me how I felt about Frozen after seeing the first one when I was a kid, I probably wouldn't be too excited because they went crazy with Frozen, everything. Which now it's, I feel like it's kind of dialed back a little bit after Frozen 2 and stuff. But this one, I'm actually kind of hyped because they haven't let me down yet as far as soundtracks go. Idina Menzel is amazing. Kristen Bell, my goodness. Jonathan Groff, Josh Gad. They're all incredible. And I think that their scripts and their music scores that they've been handed, they all take such care of, and I feel brought into the movie. Shoot, I want to watch Frozen 2 all the time. Are you kidding me? When Show Yourself starts playing, I sob. I cry. I play that in my car, probably every single car ride or like longer drive. I play that song and I sing that song so loud and I'm sobbing like a baby. I love it. But I'm really excited for Frozen 3 because ever since Frozen 2, like, Elsa has taken up being the fifth element, and then Anna is queen, and then she's gonna get married to Kristoff, or she is married, and I think it's gonna be so cute to see where these stories go. They're working on the third one, and I think a fourth one is in development. I'm pretty positive they confirmed that. But what's really cool is that they only showed an image. Like, it was just a, like, drawn picture. And it's Elsa on her, like, ice horse, and then Anna on a horse, and then Olaf on the back pointing at something, which I didn't even notice that at first. But they're, like, following this river in these woods next to it, and they're looking up. And up in the sky is, like, a castle and these two kind of, like, figures. And everybody is saying, like, is that Asgard? Because not, like, Chris Hemsworth, Thor, and all that kind of them, but like Asgard as in like the, is it Norway or like the, like, man, I don't know what type of stories those are, like where they come from. Norway, I don't know, that kind of feels right. But as in like Odin and Thor and Loki, like those all were characters from like very old time stories. And everyone's wondering if that, because they take place in the same area where those stories came from. And so everyone's wondering if they're going to bring in those characters to them. And I don't know. I think that could be really cool. Not saying that Anna needs to have powers or something, but I would love to see her get even more love because I'm very partial to Anna. And it just looks really cool. And then, oh yeah, the thing, I don't know what Olaf's pointing at, but it's, you see a shadow and it's like a guy with some like horns. So I don't know if it's a helmet or whatnot that has it on there, but it's cool. It looks really cool and it's really promising, except everything is like getting pushed back to 2027. I'll be 27 years old when this comes out. There's gotta be a cap when you stop going to the theater to see these movies, but there's not going to be, because I'm going to go see it. Okay, so the next thing is Star Wars Skeleton Crew. And Jude Law's in it. And love him as Watson. And I think that looks really cool. I like the idea of it. It was funny, I saw someone, a lot of the stuff that I'm seeing it on TikTok. But I saw someone comment there, like, wasn't expecting to see Star Wars School, but looks fun. But yeah, there's like a scene in the trailer or like teaser trailer where like kids are in school and stuff, and I don't know, it looks promising. I'm not against it as long as it's not like Acolyte. That's all I have to say about that. Next is Daredevil Born Again. So I've actually never watched the Daredevil TV series. I love the movies, but I've never watched the TV series. That's like top of my list of superhero Marvel TV series that I want to watch, but I have to have the right mental state to actually like understand what I'm watching, you know? It's one of those ones where I have to pay attention and I don't have that brain capacity right now. The next thing that they talked about is Avatar 3 Fire and Ash, which I don't know, that doesn't get me too hyped. I don't know. I watched the second one, and obviously it's It's insane visually, and the amount of stuff that they actually do in order to get those like shots and all that. But I don't know. I'll watch it, but I'm not on the edge of my seat for when it comes out, you know? Okay, so the next thing is Freaky Friday 2, which we knew about this, but they just, Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis came on stage and stuff like that. And gosh, my mom and I, we love that movie. My mom and I, we have like a list of movies that we super bond over together. And that's one that we could always just be like, want to watch Freaky Friday. And it's always so fun. I am nervous about it, of it just having that like cheesy, like, we didn't need to do another one of this, but we're doing it. But, oh, also it's called Freakier Friday, which, like, it's still kind of cheesy, but it's better than Freaky Friday 2. Because I was so peeved that it was going to be called that. I'm like, you couldn't come up with anything better than that? But it's Freakier Friday, so I like that. I'll take it. Next is Tron. I think it's Ares? It's a movie. I've seen, I think, both Tron movies. If there's two, I think I've seen them both. And I don't remember much. Been on the Tron ride, and it's really fun. I don't know. It's something that I'm like, that's cool. Oh, so this is really fun, and I'm actually kind of excited about this. I was talking to my dad about this. But it's called Win or Lose, and it's a Pixar TV series. And it's about it's about a softball team called the Pickles. And they're just so cute. It's like a bunch of little kids. I would say they're, I think, maybe like elementary school aged. And it just, it's follows them and their parents and, like, you know, like hijinks of parents and softballs in the stands or whatever and all that. And they're trying to make it to the big, to like the big game and like the championship. And it just looks really cute and very like wholesome fun. So this is also a Pixar TV series, but it's about the company, I'm going to say company, production company, that creates Riley's dreams in Inside Out. And so it's called Dream Productions. And that's where in the first movie, that's where we got, I think her name was Lady Unicorn or something like that. And just all these like ridiculous characters and stuff. So I think that's going to be really fun. And it kind of reminds, I don't know why it's reminding me of this, but it reminds me of like the Groot series that we got on Disney Plus, just in the sense of like how it's just a bunch of different things happening each episode. They might not be connected. They're just kind of random. But I'm excited about that. I will take anything that's Inside Out that they will feed us. Because it's Inside Out is amazing. The next thing. Oh, okay. So this next project, I totally thought was canceled. I did not understand where it went. Because I remember them talking about it. Like, I don't know, probably the last D23. Which these are every 2 years. I'm pretty positive. Yeah, they're every 2 years. And I was like, what happened to this project? Because I thought it was supposed to come out this year. But it's called Elio. Basically he's a child who becomes the ambassador to Earth when he's technically like abducted, but he just looks so cute. And it kind of, to me, when I think of it, it has ET / Close Encounters of the Third Kind vibes. Which, also side note, I had no idea Close Encounters the of the Third Kind was part of the title. My entire life we've called it Close Encounters, but I called my dad first of all to ask him the name because I couldn't think of it, and then I had the name and he's like, oh yeah, Close Encounters of the Third Kind. I'm like, what are you talking about? So I've learned that now. But Elio, it looks really cute, and I like these different, I'll take new stories, you know. It's fun to get sequels and stuff to movies and to a series, but these new stories are what propel a company, and Disney needs to learn that. And I think that they are slowly, except for this next one. This one is Mufasa, The Lion King. That is the worst title ever. That felt like I put that into like an AI thing and said, hey, can you rearrange the words? Or, you know, can you help me with a
new, I don't know. It's so awful. It like that's the best you could come up with. And also, why do we need it? I would have taken it as, if we're going to get it, at least do it as like a 2D animated one. Why are we doing live action, but it's not live action because it's CGI animals? That, it just feels so silly. It's about Mufasa's life as a kid, or as, well, not a kid, but like a, as a young lion, as a lion cub. There we go. And, I don't know. These are one of these projects and I'm like, you guys are really trying to milk the generation that is obsessed with Lion King. I don't know. It's, yeah. Yep. But once again, I will go see it. okay. So this is Marvel related. We're going to get an Ironheart TV series. I really like Riri Williams. I cannot speak right now, which is not good. She basically like creates her own Iron Man like suit. She's super smart. She's just really cool. I also love representation, and I think it's going to be really fun. I really liked Ms. Marvel. I liked the feeling of that. So if that has maybe like a more mature, or like, I don't know why the word urban is the only one coming to my mind, but like, I kind of feel like that, like if they commit to the styling of it, I think it could go really well. We're going to get an Andor season 2. I haven't watched the first season. I hear it's amazing. Rogue One is tied for my like top favorite Star Wars movie. So I need to watch it, but it's cool that they're going to do a second one. We're getting the Mandalorian and Grogu movie. Now, this does kind of make me sad, because if we were to get a TV series, like another 6-episode or something run, it would be longer than a movie. But I guess it depends on how long of a movie they're doing, you know. I also think it needs a better title, because I think that's a little bland. But I think it's going to be good. I love Mando. I love Grogu. And yeah, I say that a lot. That's my transitioning sentence. We have two more. Next, we have Percy Jackson and the Olympian season 2. The synopsis of this season needs to be Percy Jackson hits puberty, because his voice is so deep now. It's hilarious. I mean, like, not like in a bad way, but it's just so funny. Because, yeah, obviously these are kids and they're growing up while they're recording this stuff and or filming this stuff. And, yeah, no, he's hit puberty. His voice is so deep. And I've seen so many people compare it to Dune. Now I'm forgetting the actor's name. Plays Willy Wonka. it's like Paul something, isn't it, the character's name in Dune? I don't know. But when he's like yelling out to the crowd, I've never seen Dune. I've seen the first 20 minutes and I got so bored. I'll watch it at some point, but not anytime soon. And he's like yelling out to the crowd or whatever, and he's like stating his name. Well, they combined it, I think, with the one from the first one and the one from the second or whatever. And if I'm even right on this, I don't know. And it's so funny, just because of like the voice difference and the like depth and like the deepness of his voice. So they're comparing it to that. I could have been totally wrong with everything that I just said, because I only have bits and pieces of understanding what that's from and what he's actually saying. So for those of you that know, I hope you're saying it right now and telling me I'm wrong. I genuinely do. But I think it's going to be awesome. Percy Jackson. I don't think I ever read all of the books, but read a bit. And I mean, I love it. I just love Greek mythology, and oh yeah, it's so good. Finally, so we got our first look at Stitch for the live action, because everything is a live action right now. But he looks so good. He looks so sweet and just like, oh, there's my little buddy. I love him so much. And it's hilarious, because I don't know if this was like an intended thing, kind of like how Ugly Sonic got out like was that intended to, I don't know, to like get hype around, but there was an ugly, I'm just gonna call it ugly stitch, that went out, and or that got leaked or whatever, I don't know, but he looked awful. He was terrifying looking, and like everyone basically bullied Disney into changing him, and thank goodness they did, because he looks so much better now. Like, I don't know what they were thinking with that first draft. If you look it up, he looks awful. He does not look sweet. But he looks so good, and I'm really excited. And I've seen, like, the set photos or whatever, a couple of them, like, be released just from, like passerbyers taking photos and stuff. And it just, it's really promising. Lilo and Stitch has such a big place in my heart. And I'm really pumped for it. It was literally only him busting through the Lilo and Stitch poster and then him being like, ow. If I were to commit better, I swear that would have sounded a lot better. But he just looks so sweet. He's just a little blue baby. Also, I'm really excited to see what Pleakley and Jumba look like. And Gantu. Oh my gosh. I think it's gonna be awesome. I'm literally just now processing too that, yeah, wait, he's not the only CGI character. It's gonna be so good. I'm so excited. Okay. We made it through all the TV shows and movies, if I haven't lost you by now. But it's so promising as a company. I think that's awesome. I wish we don't need another princess movie right now. Obviously, Frozen 3 is kind of going to take that place. And it's also kind of good that nothing else is coming out around that time princess related, because Frozen 3 will dominate it. Unless, like, they have a really good storyline in mind. But I think it's going to be great. So now, let's take another sip of water. Everybody take a sip of water. All right, great. Good job, guys. I'm proud of you. We're being hydrated over here. So now, let's cover what developments are going to be happening in the parks over the next few years. Now, I don't know much about Disneyland since I've never been there, but let's talk about the new developments that they're getting first. Not that it makes them any less than, but, you know, I've just never been there, so I don't really have a point of reference to think of other than, like, photos and videos that I've seen. So they'll be, this is actually kind of really insane. They're going to be getting the first ever audio animatronic of Walt Disney himself. And this is expected to hit right around the 70th anniversary for the park. And I saw, like, the basic picture that they have. Did they show a video? They might have shown a video. It looks insane. It looks beautiful. I mean, it's kind of giving, like, Carousel Progress, but, like, obviously a lot better technology since those were created. Which is cool, too, because isn't Carousel Progress... Wasn't that one of, like, the last projects or something that Walt worked on? That might not be true. For some reason, I have, like, a faint memory of that. But, yeah, so they're going to be getting that. Sorry, there's so much noise happening outside right now, if you can hear it. So, California Adventure, which is, like, one of the... There are two parks at Disneyland, and one of them is California Adventure. I don't know what the other one called. The other one is called, is it just Magic Kingdom? I don't know. But California Adventure is where, like, the Pixar Pier is and stuff like that, and Avengers Campus. So, Avengers Campus, Walt Disney World in Florida does not have Avengers Campus, which I'm very jealous about, but we do have the Guardians ride, so we have that leg up. But, they're getting an expansion, and it's basically going to double the size of the park, which in my mind instantly tells me that you're going to have double the opportunity of meeting possibly more characters. And I think that's really awesome, because I think that's really what makes Disney, is all the character interactions and meet and greets and such. But they're going to be getting two rides, two new attractions. So a multiverse attraction, and then one that's like Stark's Flight Lab ride, and they just both look really cool. I think it's nice that they're expanding that, because the Marvel realm is so huge, so giving it more like playroom for it, I think is awesome. They're also getting a Coco ride based off of the movie, obviously, And that's going to be so fun. I'm excited to see what they do about that. I'm always interested to know, like, oh, are they, like, making a storyline? Are we following the storyline of the movie for these kind of rides when they're, like, I guess all of them are obviously mainly from movies and stuff. But I'm always so interested in that when they say that they're going to do something like that. And then lastly, for Disneyland, they're going to be getting their own Avatar attraction. So apparently it won't be their own, like, Pandora, like Animal Kingdom has, because Animal Kingdom's the only place that has Avatar attractions right now. But it's going to be, so it's not going to be a Pandora, but it's going to be something for the newest movie and those to come, they said. So I'm interested in what that'll look like, because if it's not like a Pandora, I don't know. It's going to be cool to see how they blend it into the area, because it is crazy, like, the landscaping and the planning and stuff. When you go into Pandora at Animal Kingdom, like, it takes you out of everything. You feel like you're there, like, the bioluminescent, like, lighting and stuff is so cool, and the sound effects, like, it kind of gives me the, freaks me out a little bit. Like, if you're there once it gets dark, which, I mean, like, in, like, the fall and stuff like that, it starts to get dark pretty quick. It's dark out there, other than the ground and stuff lighting up blue, kind of. It's, but then, and then you have all, like, the little creature sounds and stuff. It's like, something following me. But, okay, so that's it for Disneyland. Let's get into Disney World. And this I'm very, very, very excited about. First, let's start with Epcot, because they don't have nothing too crazy. Test Track is getting a reimagined update, and I think that they said, like, by 2025 they're gonna get that. And then they're also gonna get a new spaceship Earth inspired lounge, you know, because that's exactly what Epcot needs, another lounge. I feel like they have 80 of them, but it's also probably for everybody that's drinking to chill out and sober up. But yeah, that's literally all that Epcot's getting, which is okay. I mean, they just had the Way of Water. Way of Water? No, wait, is that? That was Avatar. Is it? Wait, no. I'm not right. Let's look up New Moana Attraction Epcot. It's got water or something. Journey of Water? Yeah, okay. Yeah, Way of Water is Avatar too, I'm pretty positive. So Journey of Water, they just added that attraction, or, like, walkthrough experience there. And they just took down some walls and stuff and really opened it up. I would love to see in person what it looks like now, because I'm sure it looks really nice. Because it did feel very closed off when being there with all those stinking building walls up. But yeah, I'm sure it looks nice now. Okay, now, next up is the park that I used to work at, Animal Kingdom. I'm very partial to this park. It obviously has a very sweet place in my heart. And yeah, for those of you that don't know, I used to work at Disney. I worked there for just under 10 months, and it's great. And Animal Kingdom was my home park. I mean, behind Animal Kingdom, but you still see Pandora and hear the creatures and stuff when you're walking into work every morning and afternoon. But yeah, so Animal Kingdom. So for for starters, they're finally updating the horror trauma inducing experience that is It's Tough to Be a Bug. Okay, so I just went on this for the first time ever with my parents, oh my gosh, that was a while ago now. When would that have been? Back in April of last year? Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah. Sorry, time moves weirdly. And it was horrifying. My dad can confirm that I had my eyes closed and I was saying, tell me when the spiders are gone. Tell me when the spiders are gone. I don't like this. I don't like this. literally the only part that I liked was how adorable Flick looked and the, like, spoofing movie musical posters outside of the theater. Yeah, so they're changing that. It's still going to remain a show, and obviously the tree is still going to be there, but it's actually going to be a Zootopia show called Better Together. So I don't know what that means, or what that entails, but I think it's going to be really cute, and I think it's going to fit with the animal side of it. I think it's going to be really cute, and I think it has potential for a lot less of screaming children and adults. Okay, now, this does make me a little sad, but it's RIP to Dinoland USA. So they're remodeling Dinoland, which, like, worked very closely with the characters' costumes there, and making sure that they all look their best before going out and meeting all the guests. Yeah, because I was in entertainment costuming. And I love those costumes. And Chip and Dale and their little dino onesies. Oh my gosh, they're the cutest little things. But they're remodeling it to make way for our own Indiana Jones ride, which all we have is the Indiana Jones stunt show at Hollywood Studios. But at Disneyland, they actually have an Indiana Jones ride. And so we're going to get that. That's going to take the place of where the dinosaur ride is, which is okay to me. I'm not a huge fan of it. I think it just gives you a whiplash, and it smells weird. And it honestly really freaks me out at the idea of how old those animatronics are and the creepy animatronic skeleton just hanging in this gross, old, I don't know, materialized, like, dino skin on top of it. Really freaks me out. So I welcome an Indiana Jones ride. But also, I don't know what this new land is going to be called. But we're going to get our own Encanto ride, and it looks like it's going to be Casita. It's going to take place there, hopefully, I think. And I'm really excited because I really, really, really hope that means that they're going to bring a Mirabelle, Isabella, and, Luisa, possibly, Bruno, like meet and greets. I think that would be great if they have that, because they just recently brought Moana meet and greet to the park. And then Pocahontas is on Flotilla, which is a way that you can see a bunch of different characters. I don't know, because if they, with them, like, essentially removing Dino Land, they're taking away a lot of meet and greets, because Daisy, Donald, and then the chipmunks all met there. So I really feel like they need to replace it with four different characters now that they can meet, or to add another vehicle to Flotilla so you can at least see them. But I think it's going to be great. I really think it's going to fit with Animal Kingdom. And I just think it's going to be really nice and great with the theming. Because, I mean, Dinoland was kind of out of place, but it was more so like a playground, like carnival kind of feeling for kids and parents just to chill at. But they had one ride that kept breaking down for so long that they just took it out. And it was just a weird, and it very much was a waste of space. So I think it's going to be great when that opens. Okay, next we have Hollywood Studios. So they only have one development going on, but it's a big one. We are getting a Monsters Incorporated land, so Monsters Inc. And from the image, it looks like it's going to have a ride with, like, the doors. And are the doors on the scare floor, I think, because then they have to get placed there. But, okay, wait, do you guys want to know something really cool, a really cool fun fact? So when they were making Monsters Inc., they were looking for inspiration and stuff. And in the, I guess you could call it factory, but I imagine a factory is, like, huge, but I guess it is pretty big. But in, like, the factory building that costumes go to get laundered, like, professionally, so, like, really nice pieces, they all go there to get laundered. And the creators of Monster Inc. went there and took inspiration for the doors as how all the costumes fly around the room and how they're transported. And I just think that that is so cool. And, like, I've actually seen that building and how it works and stuff like that. That's where we would go pick up and drop off costumes. And it's just so cool. I love knowing that. So the fact that on a ride we could be flying around, like, what the costumes do, it's so cool. And I really hope that whoever they're having design this, if it's a sole designer, that they're aware of the lack of shade in Florida. Because I'm pretty positive that it was said that the designer of Toy Story Land at Hollywood Studios was like in LA or whatever, and they just weren't even thinking about like the shade and stuff. And it's so hot, and there is no good shade in Toy Story Land. You just get fried there and melt like a toy would. And it's awful. I just can't stand Toy Story Land. I like Toy Story, but Toy Story Land gives old McDonald's play place sticky, yucky kind of feeling to me. I still enjoy it there, I guess, like the rides and stuff, but man, it just, I don't know, it makes my skin crawl. So I'm really hoping that the designer for the Monsters, Inc. land is aware of that. And if anything, too, I was thinking it could just possibly be like a big building and then maybe like the sushi restaurant. Wouldn't that be so fun having the sushi restaurant that they go to? I think there's a lot of fun potential. But the thing is that if they lay one pinky on Muppet Vision, I'm going to throw hands. I will be so upset. They cannot take out Muppet Vision. You guys, I have two pairs of the glasses from Muppet Vision. I love Muppet Vision. Little Bean, I love him. I don't want them to go away. Like, they definitely need to open the store back up, and they need to do stuff like that to like it was pre-COVID, and to liven that up. They still have the Rizzo the Rat pizza place, which that's just fun. They have another restaurant back there that I ate with my friend Caitlin and her family when we went to the park on my last day of my program. And that's really nice back there. I don't want them to hurt the Muppet Land area. What if they get rid of Miss Piggy's fountain? But you know where they should put it? They should put it, so behind Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. That is such a mouthful of stuff. There's like the little, it's not, obviously it's not a hallway, but it's like a walkway that leads back to Toy Story Land. They need to put it on the right there. I think they need to open up that area because that always feels so claustrophobic and like closed off back there. And it's so weird. And it kind of has like the ABC studio area. It's just bizarre. And they need to open that up like right behind the Walt's like little museum walker that they have. I mean, they could even move that or something, but they need to put it back there because they're also doing a lot more with the Disney Junior character area. And because they're opening up the Little Mermaid show again, because the Little Mermaid show was around before the Frozen one, obviously. And it's very much kind of like that, but without, I don't think they had storytellers, but maybe they did. But they're opening that back up soon, which is awesome because that was just like a building just sitting there dead in the water. No pun intended. You know, mermaid. But they're opening that back up. So I think it needs to go back there. But yeah, so that's what they're doing for Hollywood Studios. That's going to be very exciting. Okay, we've made it this far. This is the final park, and then I'm done. And you guys are so loyal if you stuck around and listened to all this. I knew I was going to talk for a while about all of this, but I wanted to talk about it while it's still current. So let's talk about Magic Kingdom. First of all, they're getting a new nighttime parade, which I think is great because once it gets dark, there's just this awkward lull of time before fireworks start. And it's uncomfortable with everybody filling up trying to get a good spot. And I think a nighttime parade is just going to be amazing. Amazing, I guess, is one of my favorite words to say. But it's just going to be, it's will be awesome. And the potential of the costumes and the lighting that they can do in them. And it's great. They had a photo of like the Blue Fairy. And I love the Blue Fairy. She's so pretty. In like the concept art photo. So that's really exciting. But guess what? Frontierland. So, okay, wait. At Disneyland, they have Radiator Springs. Cars Land, if you will. And the only thing Cars that World has is at Hollywood Studios, and it's the like Lightning McQueen Driving Academy or whatever it is. And literally he just rolls out and talks and stuff like that. But in Frontierland, they're getting an expansion and getting two Cars attractions. And these ones are supposed to be catering more to the younger audience and stuff like that, which is great because obviously kids go to Disney World, believe it or not. But I think that's really good because it just opens up for more dispersing of like wait times and stuff like that. And I think that'll be really fun. And also is about time that we got something Cars related. And then the pièce de résistance. We are getting a villain land. Now, this has been talked about for so long. So many people have wanted this for years. And thinking that it should be its own fifth park, because at Disney World there are four parks. But also, that would take a lot of time in order for them to do that. So it makes sense that they're putting it with Magic Kingdom. And I think it's kind of cool because we'll be entering the villain land and you'll be able to see it in the skyline, like compared to Cinderella's castle and stuff like that. But supposedly, I think it's supposed to go right around where Tom Sawyer Island is. And now, in my opinion, they need to scrap that thing. Who in their right mind is going over there? Who cares? Like, that is so boring. Get that out of there. So I think, oh, and something I was thinking about too is like the train that goes around. So they're going to, I wonder if they're going to have to like do a new route for it, or if that's going to go through the villain land and stuff like that. I really hope that we get representation of each villain. And I don't mean like attraction or like even like a restaurant or like a pop-up bar or something like that. You know, I just would love to see tiny pieces of each villain represented in it. And I do think there's supposed to be like a castle with it. And hopefully it's Maleficent's castle. Because I definitely think she has like the best one. And it's most like visually iconic and recognizable, I think. But also hopefully they keep the like ferry boat. Some people are saying that they're going to get rid of that, but I don't understand why they would, because I think it could still fit there and they should still keep that little like moat, like the little pond right there. I think that looks nice, especially with Tiana's Bayou Adventure right next to it, having another water feature like right there. I think that looks good. So I don't know when that's supposed to open, but it seems like a lot of the stuff was like 2027, 2028 timeline, but it's got to go up faster than Tron did. Tron took forever, I feel like. But it's really good that they're opening this, because Universal's Epic Universe opening, it has to be opening here pretty soon in Florida. With that opening up here soon, like, that's a huge expansion that they're doing. That's going to be five new parks. And they're having like a classic Monsters park and How to Train Your Dragon and Mario and a new Harry Potter area. And then, oh man, what's the other one? Harry Potter, did I say Mario? I probably did. Shrek. They're having a Shrek land. They're all getting their own places. So I think it's really good that they're finally announcing all of these additions, because it felt very stagnant there for a while, other than like some small additions and stuff. And it's good for Magic Kingdom, because I felt like the other three parks were starting to show up Magic Kingdom. But yeah, that's all I have. And it's literally almost been an hour. And this is great. I've now officially been awake from my nap for an hour. Thank you guys for sticking around if you have. I hope you all enjoyed, and I know this was a lot of Disney stuff. I promise not everything will be Disney related, but that's a really big part of my life, and I love it so much. How could you not? I mean, I'm sure some people can have reasons as to not, but that's all the announcements from D23. I really don't think I missed any as far as like movie or TV show goes, of things that like, there might have been things that have already been announced that they just showed a little bit more on that I didn't talk about, but those are like all of their brand new projects that they're just now talking about. But yeah, well, I hope you guys have a wonderful week. I will be posting on Mondays. That's my goal. It might change every once in a while, depending on what happens with life. But yeah, I want this to be a weekly thing, and I hope you guys will continue to tune in and just kind of hang out with me and feel like this is just a conversation. I love the idea of thinking that people are responding to what I'm saying while they're listening to the show. I want this to just feel like you're talking with your friend and just, I don't know, having those like-minded conversations and having fun with me. So that's all I got. You guys have a great week, and love you guys. This has been Oh My Lanta.